Now, this is Channel One Right on a new reel. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71. Channel One Right on a new reel. And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71 on the big machine. This is the second time after Ben's funeral. This is Channel One Right and the beginning of a new reel. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71.
Where is that storm at?
Well, we heard this morning that it was out from North Carolina. And it's a pretty big storm.
That's a big one.
It's just, all it's done to us is cool us off.
That's right. And I hope that's our share.
I hope so. You mean you don't care for a hurricane?
No. Oh, man. I don't like them.
You've lived down here through some pretty bad ones, haven't you?
Ma'am.
Haven't you been down here when there's been some pretty bad
ones?
Yes,
ma'am. I've been down here when it was some bad ones. I remember here some years ago, I don't know just when it was. It come one. It come from this way. Come out the east. It took all the top off one side of my house, and you could just see 10 all of that magnolia tree. I think it was 2 pieces of 10 up there. So my boy was there, and it started rattling and coming off. I run out on the porch. He said, "Mom, don't you go out there. So you stay in here till the house go. So you go out there, say you're in danger." Again, he'll see that 10 flying off and said, "Cut your head off." So I stood on the porch. Then and wind blowed. I had to leave home that night. That day, it come about 1 o'clock. So my boy, he got out and come down to the Sawyer's house and got Moses to take us up here on the hill to Doris' house. And Miss Miles, I was scared to death. All that way, you just couldn't hardly see the road, and the wind was blowing. But we made it up there. We stepped out 2 or 3 days. Because see, when it stopped, it had rained all in the house. Well, all we could do, go down there and kind of dry out things. It was one room it didn't rain in, but the other one it poured.
Why, Daisy?
So, and I think that was a bad one.
Yeah, took the roof off.
Yes, ma'am. Them big sheets of tin, you could see them flying in there, like people. I'm standing in the door, looking. Somebody said, "Well, I'd have been scared of that magnolia tree." I said, "I ain't scared of that magnolia tree." I said, "That magnolia tree's got too much pop." I said, "When that magnolia tree, when the wind take that magnolia tree," I said, "won't be nothing left in here."
Oh, the roots go down.
Yes, ma'am. And the roots from that tree, they was all up under my house. It was all over that yard. Roots this big. I didn't think it was going to peak that.
I didn't realize that a magnolia had such deep roots.
They got deep, they got a deep root, go straight down. And they got other roots, spreads out. I wish you could see the roots on my little magnolia tree over there. Them that's up out of the ground. Oh, they're big, some of them.
You can see them on top?
See them on top of the ground.
I see.
So now they grow, part of it grow on top of the ground, and then it's got feed roots under there, the hole. I ain't never seen a magnolia tree blowed up. I ain't never seen a palm tree up by the root, just by itself.
You know that guy? Magnolia trees have deep props.
Yeah, I bet he knows.
Down here, they are a big tree, aren't they?
Yes, sir. She was asking me, hadn't I seen some pretty bad storm? I told her, yes, ma'am. Since I've been here. Come one day, about, it got to us about 1 o'clock. It just ripped the roof off my house, and you could see that tin going just like paper. And all up in there, I think there were 3 pieces lodged in that magnolia tree.
Yeah,
it come from this way. So I started out, you know, the little house right below where I live. So my son was there, he said, Mama, said, don't you go out there. Said, it's dangerous. Said, this tin coming off this house like this will cut your head off. So I went back and stood in the door.
Yeah. And you stayed in your house all the time?
Yes, sir. I stayed in my house. No, not that time. I stayed there till I could get away. Because after the wind took the roof off, you see the rain just poured in there in my house. It just wet up. One room, it just wet everything. Oh, I guess there's water on the floor like that. That was a time.
You mean water was just deep?
In,
4 or 5 inches
in
deep?
In my house. My daughter, she was living up here on the hill then. So my son, he got out. Well, it had got kind of slack, not enough. He got out and come down to the Sawyer house and got Moses Sawyer to come and take us up to my daughter's house. So we stayed up there 2-3 days.
And it didn't,
it looked like it could have damaged her house, but it didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't bother her. Oh, it rained and the wind blew.
Well, that ruined all your stuff, all that water, Mr.
That's right.
In the house.
Can you do rough?
Ruin your bacon flour and.
Anyway.
It get into your biscuit flour and.
Well, it didn't rain in the kitchen so hard. It didn't take all that off. But the one room, it took it all off for the east side.
That's where your sleeping room was?
Yes, sir.
Well, it ruined your bed.
Where did the bed and everything? Everything was in that room. It was wet.
Goodness.
That's where the water could go through. So it took us 3 or 4 days or longer to take all that stuff out. Then the sun shined out.
Yeah.
But then we had to take all that stuff out and dry. So we had to do that every day, the sun shine until it dried.
Well, the sun didn't come out for a day or two.
No. So it was wet that long. And I remember one time it come a storm while I stayed there. But that wasn't so bad. I didn't think it was more of an electric storm. And I don't know what it done to my meter box, but it was as black as smut. So I told him about it. I told Miss Richardson, she was here then. And I told her, I said, well, something happened to the meter box down there. I don't know what I said, but it's black as smut. She said, oh, they said it never bothered you. I said, no, it never bothered me. So I come out and looked at it and wondered. She said, well, Leroy has to know it and do something about it. Right away. So he called the man. He took that knob. I don't know what he done with it. He took it off. Put me another one. I didn't have no more trouble. Oh, I've had some rough times in my life.
But your box, your lights stayed on.
Yeah.
But the box was smutty black.
I don't know. That's what I couldn't understand.
No.
I didn't know nothing had happened to the box till I went outside. I had no light at night and everything, but they was like that, on and off. They wasn't steady.
Oh. Well, now, up there at Doris's, when you went up there to your daughter's, you had a house full, didn't you?
Yes, she had a house full. She had me and my son. And my granddaughter. And I think that's all was out of my house. I don't think Ben was here then. But she had Vernet and his wife and Sam. They was together then.
Yeah.
So then we stayed up all night, listening at the reports and where the storm was at and what it was doing. That's all you could get.
That's all you could get.
Yeah. Oh, but that was a time.
I know, old Burnett, now he'd be,
Oh, and he talked so. Oh, Burnett talked.
Burnett.
And he was there.
Yes, ma'am. He was up there to my daughter's house. Oh, she had a house full. But as long as the storm lasts, nobody didn't eat. Didn't have to cook. Because nobody didn't get hungry. They was watching the storm and wondering what else is it going to do.
Why, yes. And your house is sort of thin against all that weather.
So somebody said after that, said, well, this whole house didn't move. It stayed where it was. So I don't know what will move it. That didn't move it. I said, well, let's don't wonder about it. Let's wait and see what will move it. And they would tell me, Mama, you ought to get out of this whole house before it fall down on you. I said, then you in a fall for this one.
Well, why'd they think your house gonna fall down?
It was old. It was old. But it was made out of lumber.
Yeah.
Some of it was solid lumber.
Like concrete.
That's right. It wasn't like this lumber you buy now. It don't last long.
Well, you had all your animals out there.
They was out there doing the best they could while that was going on. But they got along all right.
You just left them. They just took care of themselves.
No, yeah, I just left them there. But we went back that next morning, you see, and see by the storm was going on. Going on somewhere. But they said this is a terrible one now.
Yeah.
That's on.
Big.
Yes, it's a big one.
Well, what I can't understand is why was Burnett there?
Up to Darcy's house?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you, but he was there when I got up there.
Must have blown his house.
We need one right now, Miss Ace.
Need what?
One of them,
stones. You think you need one?
Yeah.
I don't need none. Never.
Well, you see, the swamp's dry.
Hmm?
The swamp's dry.
I don't need none for nothing. I could get along without them forever. Storm. You know, we used to have often in Georgia, especially in the summertime. We'd have some bad ones. We'd have tornadoes or twisters or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Where he'd go along, he ain't left nothing. Might have left a few trees, broke off. More still than they uprooted them.
Well, and you've seen where that was at?
Yeah, one come about far as from my house. One Sunday, I guess it was about 4 from here, from my house over there where George Mitchell stayed. But we were all at church. But the church was about 3 miles from my house. But you could see that thing. It just looked like a lot of smoke. And here it go. And it just turn buggies over and unhitch horses and things at the church. So when I went home, it hadn't touched my house. Up there where we live, it didn't touch that. It was just below where I stayed, about 4 from my house, from here to Georgia. And that was just a clean road where that thing went through. Not a tree left standing. It just piled up like that. That's one time I was glad I wasn't home.
Yeah.
Of course, it didn't touch my house, but I could have heard the noise, you see.
Yeah.
And if I'd have looked out at my house and seen that smoke, it would have scared me.
Yeah.
Of course, I wouldn't know what was happening. I wouldn't know what was going on.
You wouldn't know whether it's going to come your
way or not. No. But some folks at the church did come out and looked at it and talked about it. I think they called that a twister. But it had smoke just like light, and that smoke was going. They said, I hope it don't come this way, but it kept straight the way it was going.
And at the church, you all stood out and watched it.
Yes, some of them. Well, one reason he was watching, they was hoping it wouldn't come that way if it had a time its course from the way it was born, they're going to try to get away from it, get far. But it didn't. It kept right straight on. After that wind off it stopped, they went out and straightened up the buggies and course, the horses were good. Some of them horses went home.
Oh, you mean Evo, 3 miles away over there at the church. The wind was that
strong? That's right. The wind was that strong.
Golly, I didn't know that thing.
No, I didn't either.
You may have had some friends out there who got caught in that.
Got caught in that?
Yeah.
Well, due to this way away from me, I never heard of it.
I see.
It seemed like it didn't damage no houses. It looked like it just made them a path through the woods.
Well, that was, yes. Yeah, but it don't always do that.
That's right. I don't have for it, man. But I know it passed up.
A good long way it is.
A long way. No, I don't like them. I'm scared of them.
But now that was up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They have them up there too.
You ain't seen no bad ones, did you? You ain't never seen no bad stuff.
Well, we were here when there was a pretty bad one, probably that same one that took the roof off your house.
No,
we,
that was way back. Come
oh,
by.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long
that's
time.
When they were living over
here. Oh, that's right. Well, we've seen them bend the trees pretty bad, but not like that.
No. There's not been a bad one right in here since we've
no,
been down here.
It ain't been a bad one. Right through here a long time. I don't know what year that was. But we ain't had nothing like that.
I reckon old Burnett remembers that.
I bet you he could tell you the year and the date.
Yes.
I bet you could do that.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we'll tell her Burnett. What year was it that bad storm was? I'll tell you just like that. Now that storm that went through Miami that year, what year was that? Now that was a bad one, but it didn't come this way. I just heard about it.
No, this swamp's just dry, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
It's dry, the rain won't fill it up. You know how they have to say it.
That's right. Well, don't worry about it. I swear it will come a rain one day and fill it up. It has been full, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll rain one day and fill it up. I know. The year James Sawyer's father died. That was a bad time. It started on a Sunday morning. My children was at Sunday school. And I heard it thunder one time. And that was all. But it commenced raining, the wind blew, and it rained. Somebody said the water was 7 feet above the road at the county line. It was just all a lake. You couldn't see no road. You couldn't see no road down here.
Yeah.
Yes, that was right here. But it just rained and rained. I said, well, and you see, I live on a hill which was close to small pond. So the water didn't get up to my house. But you see, that hill pushed it back. That was And you couldn't travel through it.
Couldn't get through it.
No, I seen that. So I didn't come this way when they told me the water was 7 feet above the road at the county line.
County line.
I said, I have no business over there. They had to go, I think, round through Williston, somewhere or another, to
couldn't even get through here. They had to go 20 miles round.
That's right.
And that's the, that was the year that,
Sawyer died. And I don't remember whether it's 26 or what year it was. I'm going to ask James sometime.
Yeah. Well, now that old Sawyer house hadn't been the same since he died, has it?
Ain't nothing been done to. You know, Clyde and Rennie stays in it. And I think they ought to try to keep it up.
But it's all right inside.
So, I guess so.
It's still nice and big rooms.
Yeah, nice big rooms. And just a nice house. When Philip was living, he done something to that house every year.
Yeah.
If he wasn't painting it, he was patching it. He done. He had something done to it every year. But now I think the porches is all falling down, steps and everything. But I feel like, well, I know if I lived in the house, it ain't no different about it. The house belonged to the children. I'm the only child using it. I would try to keep it up.
Now that old house, them storms wouldn't get that because it's got so much big trees around it. Well, a tree might come over.
You know, when Sawyer was living, it was nice down there. Them trees wasn't growed all up in the yard like that. No, he and them children kept.
And the sun could get in.
That's right. But some could change. But after he passed, them that's in it, they don't feel like they should do nothing to it unless all of the children donated some money. They think all the children ought to help to keep it up. Well, I don't feel like that. If I'm using it, I think that's my responsibility.
Now, you saw right smart Aunt Philip, didn't you, when he was living?
Tell Aunt Philip saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
it. You saw it, seen him all the time?
Oh, no. Sometime I've seen every day.
Yeah.
Because, you see, he farmed, and I worked on the farm. Part of his farm would join the Richardson's part. Well, I'd seen this. Sometimes we'd go on to the field together. Lots of time. And I seen every Sunday. He didn't miss Sunday school and he didn't miss church. And them children didn't miss Sunday school and they didn't miss church. And he would have to, whenever he had to go to church on business, to a business meeting, anything, James went with him. He would carry James with him.
Yeah.
But James don't hardly know the way to the church. Yeah.
Doris has to do it all.
That's right. Yeah. You go to church. You go sometime to a funeral or something like that, but other than that, you don't fool with church. And I don't see how, as faithful as his daddy was to have him go, I don't see how he forgot it. Looked like he would think about his daddy-in-law sometime. He doesn't know about his life.
It doesn't look like
the word. Oh, it just looked like he would. Now, Rennie, she go to church more so than any of them. Well, she don't go all the time. She stays sick so much. She's always something wrong. Yeah. Oh. But
you know, you'd think when a fella got feeling bad or sick, that'd be the time he'd want to go to church.
That's right. Or go somewhere.
But you know, people don't go to church unless they are right healthy.
That's right. And some of them is pussy, healthy, and they don't go. They go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But not. It's just like Miss Bessie. She told me Sunday morning, she said, I think I go to church this evening if I can get somebody to take me. I said, well, I hope you can. But you see, this Bubba Floyd, he comes to collect her money. I said, Bubba might take you. She said, yes, he might. So I went back over there Sunday, and I said, Sunday night, about night. I said, did you go to church? He said, no, I didn't go. I said, why not? You couldn't get nobody to take you? She said, I didn't ask nobody. She said, I had a light headache, and I just didn't feel like being bothered.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, she come over here one night, and her head was bothering her like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't hear. So we just visited around a little bit.
So, see it this way. She wasn't particular about going to church.
Yeah.
Cause Isaiah, he was home about all day Sunday.
Oh.
Well, if she'd have asked him, he didn't care.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I just say she wasn't particular about going. She thought she wanted to go and then she found out she didn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so that's just about it.
You know, I think Miss Bessie's a little spoiled. She likes it there on her front porch.
Mm-hmm. And watch.
Yes.
She stayed out too.
Yeah.
The most of the time.
And she knows what goes on.
That's right. If she don't, Mr. Myers, she thinks she do. She knows lots of things. She can tell me things. I haven't heard nothing about. And I wonder how she sat there and know so much and all out.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I ain't over there out there in my yard, all out. If she's sitting up on her porch plenty of time, sleep.
I know it more than you do.
That's right. Sometimes she tells me things. I said, well, who told you that? She can't think. She can't think. I tell somebody, I thought, you just dreaming.
She was pretty faithful to come over to see you every day, folks, when she was worried about you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She don't miss many days from coming over there.
Uh-huh.
If she don't see me, she gonna come over there. She come over there yesterday.
And she tells you if things ain't going to suit her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She come over there yesterday. She said, how you feeling? I said, I think I'm doing pretty good today. She said, I didn't know where you was working or where you was going. I said, I'm going to work on Monday. I said, but I did have to go to the store. I ain't been here all the morning because I had to go to the store. She said, I know I didn't see you. And I didn't know where you were. And I said, no, I wasn't. I was right here. When I got back here, I didn't go nowhere to see you.
But she didn't see you leave.
No. And I don't know why.
Out the front way.
I went right out the front way. She must have been drinking her coffee. But she's due to see me when I leave.
Oh, she is?
Yes, ma'am. Now, she don't see me when I leave to go to work because it's too soon. Lots of times she ain't out of her bed when I leave. I leave there plenty more than none of them. They don't see me. They don't know where I is. Some of them said, well, where are they? They couldn't rightly tell them because they ain't seen me, did they?
And you don't shake the door and tell me you're going somewhere?
No. I just come on out and pull the door to him. Let you outside. Now, when I'm there, if I'm working on the back, I face the door inside most of the time, and I go out the back. Because you see, folks can come up there, and I'm way back there, and I won't know it. But if they're all there, sometimes I'm going back there and leave the door open. I know somebody ought to see it. Somebody has to come up there.
That's right. If you're out there in the back working, somebody comes in front, you wouldn't know it.
No.
And somebody always going by.
Always. Always going by. There come a man to the house yesterday. He was a powerful man. So he stopped his truck there to James, in front of James' house. And he went all around there to James' meter and looked at him. Then he come on up to my house. And looked at mine. I was sitting on the porch and I seen him. So I sat on there. After a while, he come on around there where I was. He said, is anybody been rewiring these houses? I don't know. Not as I know. He says, you haven't seen nobody? I said, no, sir, not nobody. Rewind these houses. I said, nobody. He looked down there to Anna Nim's house. He said, are you ready somebody, don't you think, somebody might have went down there and rewired that house? I said, now, I don't know. He said, have you seen anybody down there? I said, yeah, I've seen somebody down there. He said, what are you working on? I said, Lloyd Johnson, he's been working down there. I said, but what he was doing, I don't know. So he drove on down there, and he stayed down there a good while. He come out, when he come out, he been on that day, on home. So I guess he found what he was looking for.
But he didn't tell you what he found?
No, he didn't say nothing when he come back. He just kept on. I said, well, the house belonged to Lloyd. I guess he do what he want with it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That belongs to Lloyd now.
That's right.
Nobody lives in it.
Nobody lives there. But they work on that, working down there 2-3 days every week.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks. And they visit down there almost every day. I asked this, I said, well, what you reckon they hunting down there so much? I said, ain't nothing there. I said, look like to me. I would have me a truck and trying to move some of that old trash away from there where you could see the house.
Oh, it's pretty well cluttered now?
Yeah. And the weeds, I'd be scared to fool around there. Of course, I guess they're just working inside the house. Yeah, I'm going to be in the side spot.
Yeah. Well, I guess Lloyd is, he's the right one.
That's right.
But he got the rest of it.
That's right. So he went on that way. I wondered, was he going to see Lloyd? He didn't say nothing to me when he come out, and I didn't say nothing to him, but he went this way.
Yeah.
But he was in a tall truck.
Yeah, one of them.
Yes, it was something all on the side, some kind of rods or ladders or something that was on it.
Oh, a big truck.
Big truck.
Yeah.
But he belonged to the power line.
Oh, yeah, they've got the equipment. They've got everything, I guess. Faye was telling me she's down there and somebody come by there and asking for somebody who lived in there in the neighborhood, asking you somebody living in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Then me and her first didn't know him. So, you're talking about that man wanted Dobie.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Hubbard Dobie or Dobie
Herbert,
Hubbard?
Herbert. Daisy, I don't know. Herbert Dobie, he asked.
Yeah. Well, if he'd went down there to Doris's house, well, he could have got it straight. Of course, I think we'd get it to him. Put it straight. He said he cooked up there. And so I went down to Doris's yesterday, and I said, Doris, I said, what is Francis' husband's name? She said, Hubbard Dobie. I said, how did you know? She said, well, I tell you, I ain't been so long know just what he was named. I didn't know nothing but Dobie. She said, but I got a card from a sympathy card from Francis and Hubbard Dobie. I said, well, there's a man looking for him just a while ago, and I ain't know what he know. So Samuel said, That's his name. Hubbard Dobie. I said, well, me and Miss Miles didn't know exactly. I said, well, I told him where he stayed, where we think he lived. I said, I know the Dobie, but I didn't know nothing about the Hubbard. And that's his name.
And you're always sitting on your porch.
That's right. When he come up.
And he just asked for Hubbard Dobie.
Yeah.
And like he lived right in there.
Uh-huh. Well, I think what way he talked, he said somebody told him he lived in here.
Yes.
He did. So we told him he don't live over here. He lived back that way.
Yeah.
After he said he cooked, what kind of house that he cooked in?
One of those clubhouses up there.
Uh-huh.
And what'd you ask him?
I asked him, what you hunting to fix your supper? He said, no, I done eat my supper.
He took you serious, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Miss Daisy, it was so funny. He insisted that he was on the right road.
Uh-huh.
He kept saying, I don't want to go back up that way.
Yeah, and that's where you got to go to find him.
Well, now we know Francis' husband's name.
Yes, after all these years.
Oh, he asked you to describe him.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say he looked like?
I told him. The one I know was a dog. Man, short. He said, kind of stout. I said, that's right.
Oh, is he kind of stout now?
Well, yeah, Francis' husband, he's medium-sized man. He's
yeah.
not a big man. He's not a little thin man.
Yeah. Well, last time I saw him up close, he was sort of thin. Miss Daisy, you had a lot of company there for a while, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Plenty of it.
It went all through the day.
All through the day. Over into the night. And in the night. You know, I was glad to have them. But since they had to go home, I was glad when they come to the end. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're so proud to see them, but then it's that company.
It's kind of worrisome.
Right steady, ain't it?
Yes. When there's so many of them, you know, all of them talking, walking, talking, this, that. So my granddaughter, she was the last one left.
Oh.
She left Saturday morning. Benjamin, he left Friday morning, I think. Aaron and his wife, they left Friday morning. I believe Benjamin left Thursday. But he was up to Elizabeth most of the time. That's where he slept at. But he was down here every day. With these, what we share.
So they'd all be together?
Yes.
And Doris had to go to work. Did she work?
She never went to work till Monday. She
yeah.
never went to work till.
So she was with them?
Yes.
You mean she just took off work?
Yes.
They must have just had big talk all that time.
Oh, yeah. But one thing about it, they all waited on the self. I didn't have to wait on.
Yeah.
Doris, she cooked once or twice. But Dotsie Lou, she done the cooking at my house.
And she knows how to do that?
Yes, sir. she cook and you eat and she clean up the kitchen.
And to think about something else.
That's right.
No trouble to her.
No.
And when you do it, you just fuss around at it, don't you?
Yeah, just fool around there. But she can go in there and get through with it like that. Because she steps. She don't drag. Steps.
Yeah. But how'd you like to live around somebody like that?
Oh, I'd like to live around her, but I don't have a chance.
That'd make a difference to live around somebody like that.
That's right. That's right.
You didn't have to do anything.
No. I just sit there and I just wore out sitting there.
Just wore out sitting.
Well, now that's it, you know. But I thought you, I thought she could set them out, okay?
Just, sometimes it's better to get up and do something.
It is. It's better for me.
Well, you know what your sister told you.
Yeah, I know what she told me. When I know this, she hadn't said a word to me.
Because you didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it. And I feel much better. And I did when I was just sitting there. Well, now if I'm going to bed, what will I feel like?
Miss Daisy, so many people think that you just ought to lie around.
And it's against anybody, I believe. But just sit and lie around. Now them children, from one to the other, say, Grandma, why don't you lay down and take your nap? I said, I ain't sleepy. So well, you'd be resting. I said, I'm all right. You go ahead on. And see, Elizabeth, when she knocked off from work, she would be down here every afternoon. All of them be together. You see her and Dotsie, they kind of come up together. Seem more like sisters than it do cousins. But you see, Dots and Elizabeth is first cousins, sisters and brothers' children. But it seems more like sisters because they all come up together.
Yeah.
And they was so glad to be with one another, to see all of them was together once in a long, long time. Most of them. One come, the others didn't come. You know, Dr. Luke, she come. Well, it'd just be her and Elizabeth yet again. But even my boy's oldest son, he come to the funeral.
Why, I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know what he's in, but he's in service some way or another.
Oh, was he the young fella in the uniform?
Yes, ma'am.
A fine-looking fella.
Yes, ma'am. And he's so nice. He's so nice, but he had to go back Monday, I think. I hadn't seen that boy in so long. I didn't know him. You see, when I seen him, he was like that.
That's Jay's son.
That's Jay's son. Mm-hmm. That's his oldest child. Mm-hmm. That boy, he's older than Dotson. Let me see something wrong. No, he ain't. But it's his oldest son, but it's not his oldest child. So when I found out who he was, I said, why, you didn't come to see me? He said, Grandma, say, I've been there twice. And you were sitting on the porch. I said, well, how come you didn't? He said, I spoke to you. Mm-hmm. so many of them there talking, Miss Miles, and I couldn't see and I couldn't hear. I can't hear much, no.
There's nothing wrong with your hearing.
So he had to go back. But he was a child, and I said, well, I don't know what he's in. Did you know the clothes?
It looked like the Marines.
Oh.
I don't know. But he's in a form of the service, yeah.
You hear all right, Miss Daisy. You just, when they all talk.
Nobody can hear.
Nope.
But they can.
So my daughter tells me. She said, you make like you can't hear, but you hear anything you want to hear. Nobody, they're not saying nothing they don't want you to hear. You hear that.
Miss Daisy, if you had them just one by one, or pieced out, or two by two,
mm-hmm.
Now that would be something, wouldn't it, for the rest of these months or the year.
That's right. But you know, Mr. Ma, I am, I'm satisfied now by myself. I've been by myself so much
yeah.
and so long. I don't bother about no company.
Yeah.
I'd be glad for the children to come and see me. Now, I wish it was so me and Dotsie could live together. Because we can get along. But there's nothing here for her to do. She got a good job up there. She got her apartment up there. All her business is in New York. Ain't none of it here. And anyway, she got to leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm getting along all right, but darling. She's been up there since, I think she was 16 when she went up there, and now she's 30-something.
How long ago was it you and Ben married?
55 years.
They're having a little trouble finding the
marriage is suspicious.
In those days,
they wasn't even none. I don't believe. I didn't hear no tell of none.
Yeah.
But time brings about change. Now, I got to hunt something I ain't never had.
Take a lot of time.
Lots of time. Time and money.
Cost you money?
Yeah, you have to buy it if I did. Cause I wrote home for it, but they wrote back no such record.
That was for the license, wasn't it?
That's right.
You mean you don't even have a marriage license?
No. You see, when I married,
yeah.
they carried the license back.
Yeah. They record it. They're supposed to record it.
That's right. But I tell them, well, 55 years, you'll lose anything.
Now, who witnessed your wedding? Your mother?
My mother and my aunt and my two sisters.
That's right.
Well, they all dead.
Mm-hmm. All of them. You all married Dad at home?
Married at home. Preacher married. Somebody asked me, what was his name? I said, I don't know what he was named. by now. I said, his name ain't no good, because I know he dead. He was old then. And 55 more years on, he ain't no good.
Well, there's some way for them to get a statement. I know they'll work.
Well, now, all these people living around there, there's a lot of people living around there, Miss Daisy, that knew about it.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of them around there that know it. But there ain't none of them here.
Well, you mean that's all you had, just your family in there?
That's all. Well, there was lots of more folks there. But that was my witness. My family was just my witness.
Yeah. What did you do? Just go in the one room and...
Stood up there. He read that, what he read. It was all over.
Because
he never gave me nothing. He never gave us the license. He put them in his pocket.
The preacher.
The preacher did.
Yeah. So
well, that was awful.
They're still in his pocket, Mr. Well, now, you had to have flowers and things?
No, we didn't have but just a few flowers. You see, I married in December.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't no flowers.
Y'all had fires.
Mm-hmm. We had a fireplace, and that was our fire.
So you had to keep the doors closed.
Yes. Doors had to be closed.
And that means
you
not...
See, that was in Georgia and in December, and the door had to stay shut.
So not many of your neighbors, there wasn't room for many then.
No. So many. Because they couldn't sit outdoors. It was cold.
Yeah. But you all had to get ready for it, prepare for it, and all like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, it wasn't much preparing to do then. Just put on your clean clothes and you're ready.
You mean you didn't have a special dress or nothing?
No. Had nothing special. I didn't have a veil and all that stuff. I was just clean.
Your mama cooked up things.
Oh, well, you see, it was Christmas, and they always cook too much. For Christmas cold, it was a hard matter for her to cook too much.